وقال الملأ من قوم فرعون أتذر موسى وقومه ليفسدوا في الأرض ويذرك وآلهتك قال سنقتل أبناءهم ونستحيي نساءهم وإنا فوقهم قاهرون.
The elders of Pharaoh's nation said, "Will you leave alone Moses, peace be upon him, and his people, to spread mischief in the land, and forsake you and your gods?" Pharaoh replied, "We will kill their male children and spare their female ones, for indeed we hold irresistible sway over them. We will kill their male children and spare their female ones."
There were two periods of persecution. The first was during the reign of Ramses II and took place before Moses' birth, peace be upon him, whereas the second period of persecution started after Moses' assumption to the office of prophethood, peace be upon him. Common to both periods is the killing of the male issue of Israelites while the female was spared. It was a calculated design to rob the Israelites of their identity and to bring about their forcible assimilation. An inscription discovered during the archaeological excavations of 1896 probably belongs to this period. According to this inscription, Pharaoh Minpeta rounds off the narration of his achievements and victories in these words, "The Israel have been exterminated, and no seed of them is left."
قال موسى لقومه استعينوا بالله واصبروا إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عباده والعاقبة للمتقين.
Moses said to his people, "Seek help from Allah and be steadfast. The earth is Allah's. He bestows it on those of his servants he chooses. The end of things belongs to the God-fearing."
قالوا أوذينا من قبل أن تأتينا ومن بعد ما جئتنا قال عسى ربكم أن يهلك عدوكم ويستخلفكم في الأرض فينظر كيف تعملون.
The people of Moses replied, "We were oppressed before your coming to us and after it." Moses said, "Peace be upon him. Your Lord will soon destroy your enemy and make you rulers in the land. Then he will see how you act."